We on Daf, Lamed Vov, Lamed Aleph, Omar Mar, Esrik, Kushi, Posel. That portion is going on the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that an Esrik Kushi is Posel. For Sanya, we learned about Aise, Kushi, Kosher. Daimala Kushi, Posel. Amar Abaye kisna nami masnisen doimel lekushi. Let us just see Rashi in the Mishnah for 1 minute before we go to Rashi here. Rashi said, Esrik hakushi shebo me eretz kush b'shocheru. And we have here that kushi is kosher. So the Gemara said that the Mishnah is speaking about doimel lekushi. Sagt Rashi, Daime Lakushi, Shegodol Kan, Varehu Shocher. That means, it's, the Esagakushi means that it grew in Kush and it's Shocher. And here it's speaking about, the Baraisa that says that it's Kosher, speaking about that it grew not in Kush. And it looks like a Esag from Kush. Posel, Shednidmahu, Kuntafat. It's counterfeit. It's something that it's similar to another mean. It doesn't grow here. So that's a psul. Avul. That means like it's growing the wrong mean in this moke. Avul kushi atzmoi aine tam de kosher di ulcheyu. If you'll have an esrik that grew in kush, so that'll taka be kosher. Because that's ulche. There's nothing wrong with it. But it doesn't grow in Eretz Yisrael like that, so that's called a nidme, that's a mum in the esrig. Not a normal esrig that grows, it's a normal type of esrig that grows in the smoke. The Kapis Tmorim is ma'ira that, it's very modne, Abayis Teretz. The Mishnah says Esrik Hakushi is posel, and we say in reality Esrik Hakushi is kosher. No, daimel, the Mishnah means daimel Hakushi, so the Mishnah should have been much more explicit. And the Mishnah is very misleading. That we should understand that the Mishnah is speaking about daimel Hakushi. So the Kapis Tmo wants to say that the Mishnah says Esrik Hakushi. And Apidikdik should have said Esrik Kushi, like you say, Ish Mitzri. Ish Mitzri, not Ish HaMitzri. Ish Mitzri, a person who comes from Mitzrayim, is an Ish Mitzri. So it should have said Esrik Kushi. HaKushi, that, so Abai held HaKushi means something else. HaKushi means that it's, that's Rakelt, it's an Esrik that's not from Kush. No, it's Esrik HaKushi, the Kushi Esrik that grew someplace else. So that's a nidme, and that's posel. Rava Omar Loikashe, Rava said a different teretz. Holon v'holohu. Let us see Rashi. Holon v'holohu. Lo'oilo masnisin kushinami posel. The Mishneh paseled an esrik that came from Kush also. V'loikashe. Masnisin livnei eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah, our Mishnah speaking about Livnei Eretz Yisrael, Sherechoikim Me Eretz Kush, Ve'enom Regilim Bohem, and they're not Rogu to such as Roigim. So Memele, so a Kushi Esrig in Eretz Yisrael is Posel, Enom Regilim Bohem. Ve'raise Livnei Bovu, Shekroivim Lekush, Regilim Bohem, so Memele, so in Bovel, it's kosher. Umikol Mokim, Begodol Kan, but something that grew in Eretz Yisrael. Vidoimele Kushi Nidmohu Apostle. That means, Rashi means to say, that if you'll have a Esrik that grew, a Esrik Shocher that grew in Eretz Yisrael, and you'll bring it to Kush, so it'll also be Apostle, because that's a Nidme. This is a Bazundere Balmum. That what Rashi says that in Eretz Yisrael they're not rogel and in Bovel they are rogel. So we have to understand, so Yorog or Nishrog, or so if they're not Rogel, why is it possible? So it could be that the psul is Alt Hodo. Mishnah Brura, we paskin like the Rifshit, we'll see some of the Rifshit, but the Mishnah Brura mentions a vote that's a felt in Hodo. It could be that's Pshat and Rashi also. That means Hodor is relative. In a Mokim where they're not Mughal to see Sroigim Shroirim, so it's like, so you see an Esrig Shocher, so it's like it's felt in Hadar, and this Mokim felt in Hodor. In Bovel, felt nicht in Hodor, the Rogel, so there they can see the beauty in a black Esrig also. The Rishash is Ksamir de Kekashan Rashi, that he asks, L'chayre Kush is Ethiopia. And Kush is Mairev Dorim of Eretz Yisrael. And Bovel is Tzofen Mizrach from Eretz Yisrael. So Kush is closer to Eretz Yisrael than closer to Bovel. So the Rishash blibes by Akasha. Let us first see the Rif. Maybe we can say Eshtikol Eitza and Rashi. Let us first see the Rif. In Lamaisa Lalocha, we paskin like the Rif. The Rif says as follows. The Rif is on Daf Yudzayin Amud Beis, Bedafi Yarif. Perish. Amarav loikosha halon vahaluhu perish. Livnei Eretz Yisrael kushi posel. Becholshkein kushi harbe hadoyim le kushi shu posel. For the bnei Eretz Yisrael, an esrga kushi is posel. And kushi we'll see means shocher ma'at. Kushi harbe, that's called doime lakushi. Doime lakushi means it's real black. It's doime to a schwarze. That's ich apostle. Livnei bovel, shesregeyem kushiim, the bnei bovel that they esregeyem attack a dog. Hakushi kosher, vakushi harbe, shudoime lodom kushi apostle. So al kaponim, the Rif was megala us something else. The Rif told us that in Bovel they grow esroigim kushiim. That's a metzias, he's saying, and therefore it is kosher. And Eretz Yisrael they don't grow esroigim kushiim, so it's possible. That's what the Rif says. Reimel kushi means very black, so that doesn't grow. There's no such mean anywhere. Smell, that's like a puzzle all over. That's how we pass in Lahaloch. Is Lulei de Mistafine, I thought perhaps we could say that this is Pshat and Rashi also. The Ra'or starts off by saying, says Rashi's Pshat, that Daime Lakushi means Anidme, that's puzzle. And then he brings down Rav's Teretz. And in Rav's Teretz, he says as follows. Bibovel shedarken liyos shechoyrin. In Bovel, that the derech is liyos shechoyrin. Ha'eretz kushi kosher. There's missing words there. Ha'eretz kushi kosher. L'eretz Yisrael shedarken liyos blank. So then it's possible. So the Ritis Loshen Haro'o is as follows. That means in Rav's Teretz, he says, it seems it's speaking about that it grew in Kushi. It grew in Kushi. So Memela, so he says, in Bovel, that the Derech is that they bring in Shchoirim, that they grow Shchoirim there also. So if you bring in an Esrik from Eretz Kush, so it's Kosher. They're regilin such as Shchoirim. In Eretz Yisrael, that the derech is they don't grow esroigim kushim there, so l'chayri means if you bring in one from Kush, it'll be possible. Now, it could very well be that that's what Rashi says also. Let us see the Loshon of Rashi. Holam v'holohu, lo'ilam masnisin kushinami possible. An esrig that grows in Kush is also possible. V'loi kashe, masnisen levnei Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah is speaking about the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. Sherechoikim mei Eretz Kush. They're far away from Eretz Kush. Ve'einam regilim behem. So they're not regil at all in such a shoikim. So therefore this possible. We want to say the psul is al tada. Since they're not regil in such a shoikim, so it's possible. Bereise livnei bovel. Shekroivim, now, in the Eir Zeruah, when he brings down Rashi, and Rashi on the Rif, it says as follows, Bereise livnei bovel, shekroivim lekushiyim, that's what Rashi says, shekroivim lekushiyim, uregilim behem, period. So it could very well be, Rashi doesn't say shekroivim le'eretz kush, Rashi said, Eretz Yisrael is rechoikim me Eretz Kush. Ve'einam regilim behem. So that means that there's no contact side with the land. They're far away from Eretz Kush. Ve'einam regilim behem, because in Eretz Yisrael they don't grow dark as regim. So memelim, so therefore it's not hoder in Eretz Yisrael, so it's possible. Bereisel of Nebovel, shekroivim lekushiyim, so could mean that their esroigim are dark. Shekroivim lekushiyim. That means the esroigim that grow there are dark. Regilim behem. Like the Riv said. Rashi doesn't say shekroivim le'eretz kush. So then would be fam for the Rishash's kasha. That Rashi never said that Bovel is closer to kush than Eretz Yisrael, because the Rishash is k'svaker. Let us see the Gemara further. Esrik Abayisar is an Esrik that grew shlish giduloi, Abekiva Paisel v'chachomim machshirim. Omar Rabbe Kiva, Rabbe Shimon omru dover echad. That Rabbe Kiva that passes an Esrik Abayisar, and Rabbe Shimon that says, we'll see in Esther Gabaisa's pot of Amaisa, so they hold the same. Rabbi Kiva Hodamorim, Rab Shimon Mahi, is not Rab Shimon Poiter as a Sroigim Bekoitnon from Maisa. Let us see Rashi. Rabbi Kiva da Omar, the Ad Gmar Bishuleho, Lehavi Esrik Peri. This was the Havamin of Rabbi, that doesn't have a Teres Peri. Before the Gmar Bishul doesn't have a Shem Peri. Rab Shimon says it's potter from Mais, Omru Dover Echo. Poitras has Reugim bekoitmem in Hamaisris. Why? Because it doesn't have a Teres Peri. That was a Rabbish Dictator. So then, Amalei Abaye Dil Maloi, it's no Zustel. Ad Kalei Koma Rabbi Kiva Hoche De Binen Hodo Veleke. Rabbi Kiva, the apostles as the Gabois, not because it doesn't have a Shem Peri. Could be Zira is a Shem Peri, but se felt in that dar of the Peri, since it did not reach the Shir Bishul, so it's felt in Hodo. Avol Hosom, but when speaking about Maisa, could be Kerabonon Svirolai. It was like the Rabbonon, that it's Chayiv Maisa, Inami. Ad kan lekom, Rab Shimon Hosom, Elodersiv, Aser, Taaser, Skotvus, Archom, Rab Shimon, the patels from Maiser, he holds, because by Maiser there's a loche called Tvua Zarecho, that it's a Tvua that's Roy Lizriya. Gederer, Shibnei Odom, Meitzim Lizriya. Which Tvua is Chayim be Maiser, a Tvua that reached the stage that if you would plant it, it could, something could be Nitzmach, something can grow from it. Abol Hoche Kerabon and Svirelei. But who could be, so that's a Dina Maiser, but here he holds like the Rabon. Vesu loy midi. So my mail is no tzushtel at all, these two machlekes. Zok Rashi. Could be kerabon and svirelei de chayavim b'maisa, the priu. Hoyo tchiloson v'soif anoichol. It's edible, and it's in the basic stage also. The svar of Rab Shimon ish, neyoda meitzin lezriya pri ha'osi litzmoich. Need a pri that could grow. Therefore, he needs that it should be in the ganzen is bashel, because if it's not is bashel, it won't be tzemeich, it's not osil is ri. Oho, the nokat esroigim, why did he only mention esroigim? Bishum deloi plug rabonum bnei plug tayu lechiyuvi bekoitnan ella esroigim vetapuchim. Their whole machloikis by small payers is only esroigim vetapuchim. The kasabri, they hold, these two meanim, Chiloson v'soifan oichelu. Both of these are an oichel. So if it's an oichel, there's a shame pay. Kedisnan lo v'per kama de meseches maizres. Koshet chiloson v'soifay oichel. Avo pishe shoyim rebe mechuba lo hoisif oichel. Even though he wants it to stay more in the earth, to add on, to grow more, it's chayim. But it's chayim b'maizres ben godl ben kotten. V'chol shein chiloson oichel. But if the tchile in its early stages it doesn't have achshivas avoychol v'soif oichol einichayev ad sheyeosa oichol. So memele, so by most peiris when they're small they're not an oichol. So the chum also hold that it's potter for mice. Esroigin v'tapuchim chayovim ben doylem ben ktanim, because these two are unique, that it's tchilosim v'soif an oichol. Now, and this are the machlekes we whittle down to esroigim etapuchim. These two are tchilos and oichel, and Rab Shimon is choylek besroigim, umoydi betapuchim. The kosova, kederech shnei odom meitzin lezriye, vesroigim ktanim shenoitom einom tzomchim, esroigim will not grow, avu tapuchim kimle dafo pishalei bishlo kol tzochen tzomchim. So Memela, so that's why the Rab Shimon only spoke about Esroigim. Bektani Ktanim, afilu betapuchim vadi polik, hoil betaymu shemeksin lezriyu, so Ktani Ktanim anat roil lezriyu. Zogte Gemore weiter. Godloi betfus, vasoi kemin berye. What happens if the Esroig was, while it was still mechubel to the tree, it was put into a form. So it's possible. Omar ove loishonu ela kemin berya acheres. Aval kibiryosai kosher, but if it's kibiryosai, it is kosher. Like the Gemara, pshite kemin berya acheres na. The Mishnah says kemin berya acheres, but it's kibiryosai, it's kosher. Leitzriche Davidei Dapi Dapi. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Psulamidia Lodnachada Vesed, Leisov Rapshim Krabekiv, Labekiv Esov Krabshim. Davidei Dapi Dapi. Kemin Kroshim Kroshim. It's just like it's boards. That's one board sticking out. Then you have an indentation. Then you have another board sticking out. Ke'ein galgo shal rechaim shal mayim. Ve'rova ashminin duhunami bir yosef. This is also bir yosef. Now, l'chayre, it's very difficult to understand. What is, we have in the Mishnah that osoi kemin ber yacheres is possible. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Now, from the Mishnah, we can figure out that if it's kibul yosoi, it's kosher. Now, Rav is coming to tell us that dapi dapi is v'rove osel ashminon du habinami kibudu habinami bir yosoi. Now, what? That dapi dapi is bir yosoi. So it's very modne. So that's the whole chiddush of Rav, that means we don't know what dapi dapi is, and Rav is telling us this is kibul yosoi, so Rav should say this. Rav comes and tells us, Loishon elokimin ber yacheres, aver kibiyosai kosher. Biyosai is good. That was Rav's memory. So Rav says, please, pshite. We ber yacheres now. Let's see David dapi dapi. So if the whole chiddush of Rav is dapi dapi, so say that. Not say kibiyosai. So that's for me from the Kapis Tmorim. The Kapis Tmorim is tells us as follows. Reb Emerson, what is pshat that dapi dapi is kibul yosei? That means that there are certain esroigim that grow with such a tzure. That means they are like the whole esrig is is like you have a jutting out a daf, and then it, there's an indentation, and then another daf. And there's another daf, but it's dappy dappy that here it's jutting out and here it's going in. That's the case of dappy dappy. So that is the case of dappy dappy. Now, what's kibur yochi? What does it mean that there are certain esrogim that go roll like that? Now, this esrig that was put into the form, this esrig would never have grown like that. This esrig would have grown differently. Now, putting it into the form, so it looks like yen esrig. So, be'emison, there's a very lomda shishayla over here. Who says this is kibir yosoi? This esrig wasn't supposed to look like this. This is a false esrig. This is not the tzur of this esrig. There are other esrigim that grow like this. But this is not. So that was the chiddush of Rove. Rove said, Rove is not telling us that. Rove told us, El kemin beria acheris, that there's no such esrig that looks like this. Ave kibir yosoi, but if you'll make a form of an esrig, that there are esrigim that grow like this, and because of this form, this esrig is also growing like this, that is the chiddush of Rove. So Rove said enough. He's not telling us what dappy dappy is. Dappy dappy we can figure out ourselves. That is the chiddush of Rove. That as long as there are esrogim that grow like this, so that is called not, that's not called a berye acheres. That's called its berye. Ashmina dunami bir yosoi, even though this peri mitzad atzmoi would not have looked at like this. Itma. Esroik shenokvuhu achborim. Omarav ein zehodo. That's not muhuda. Eini. Verabchanine matful bo venofik bo. We find Rab Chanine ate chelik of his esrig. So you see that there's no chesaron in Hodom. Like the Gemara, so it's a kasha and Rav from the Tanner Rab Chanine. Rab Chanine kasha masnisen. The Gemara says, Bishloi me masnisen Rab Chanine loy kasha. Kam be yontev rishin, kam be yontev shein. Yontev rishin, that what it says in our Mishnah, that chaser is possible, that's be yontev rishin. Now, Chini is speaking about Yom Tov Sheini, that there's no din of Lekicha Tam. Ela L'Rav Kasha, but let's get back to the previous Kasha. Es Rav said that Esrik Shinikvu Ach Borim is possible. What is the difference in Rav Chanine? Amalucho Rav, Shani Ach Borim de Meisi. So, Nekvu Ach Borim is Take Mos, is not Hodo. And Rav Chanine, that's Rav Chanine is Hodo. Ikedamr, there's a second lotion of Marav Zehodo, the Rab Chanine Matvel Bo Venofik Bo. Chanine Kashe Masnisen Loi Koshe. Kan Beyontev Rishin, Kan Beyontev Shein. Let us see Rashi. Vo Rab Chanine Matvel Bo Oichel Miktsosoi. He ate a little bit from it. But that's Klo. The Ran also says, well, if you speak that Choser is Koshe, it means that the roiv of the esrig is left over. There's a eichel miktos, a small chalik was eaten, it's felt in tamo, but the roiv of the esrig is left over. V'nofik v'yoytze yedei chayvosoi b'noisa. It was yoytze with the rest. U'mevorech olof. And he made a brocha on it. Now let's put this on hold. Why does Rashi have to v'nofik? It was yoytze. Why does Rashi have to say made a broch on it? Let's go a little further. Behode nokat matbil. Now, why does Rashi say he dipped it in? Shekol macholam ayyidei tibul. That's how they used to eat. They used to eat. They used to first dip the food in, then they ate it. Kedama bepsochim hashamish matbil bivnei ma'ayim. Abitzok matbil biyarke. Some amela, the loshen matbil is another loshen of eating. Upachin and Rabchanin Nekashe Masnisen, Diktoni Choser Kolsha Uposel. Mishaninon, Bishloime Masnisen Rabchanin Loikash, Masnisen Beyond Tavarishin, Shalaki Choser Mina Teire, Obine Lakicha Tamen, Tachsivo Lakach Tem, Lakicha Tamen. Beyond Tavshaini, Nafik Be Rabchanine, which is not Mina Teire, the Rabbonon, Apo Gavli Hoye Sholem. Though it wasn't Sholech. So the Mishnah is no kash. Oshie, the Rab Chanine, but Rab said, there's another psulam. It's not hodo. Afilu b'sheini nami l'rav l'inofik. Because if Rab says it's not hodo, that already is a psul afilu b'yontav sheini. The mitzvah hadure b'inon. We need a mitzvah hadure. Hoyel umaskir shem shamayim olov. Since we're maskir shem shamayim olov, so you need a mitzvah hadure. Here again, Rashi mentions a whole new Indian. You need a mitzvah hadure. Hoyel umaskir shem shamayim olov. Omar bereish pirkin. And now Rashi brings another guy that hodor is possible all the time. Yovish posel, loishna biyontav rishim, loishna biyontav sheni, vakimna de beinen hodor velek. The Gemara says that yontav sheni is posel de beinen hodor. Ni hodor, as she says here, beinen hidor mitzvah Rashi, she says, mitzvah de rabono. Now Rashi is telling us why yontav sheni, why Chalamoid, why did the Rabbonon is possible if it's not Hodo? So Rashi says, Absaganse Hoyul Umaskir Shem Shemayim Olov. So you need Mitzvah Hadura Binan. Since you're Maskir Shem Shemayim Olov, Mitzvah Hadura Binan. So we have to understand what's this combination. Hoyul Umaskir Shem Shemayim Olov. Bederech Efsher. Perhaps we could say Pshat and Rashi. The Chassam Sof in the beginning of Perek Lulav HaGozel, brings down a Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin says as follows, that the Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim, Hoy Yitzorech Lichtev Es Hashem, he was writing, it was a Sofer that was writing a Sofer Torah, and he had to write Hashem. And he was Machaven to write Yehuda. Vedilik, and then he was Medalik the Dalit, and he wrote the Shem. So it comes out, there's a Shem in the Sefer Torah that was written, Shaloi B'Kedusha. So the Machloikets, Rabbi Yehuda says, Maver Olav Kulmis and Mekachay. So he writes it over again. He writes over the previous Ois the second time, and this time he's Mekadish the Shem. And the Chachamim say, Ein Ze Hashem in Hamufra. It's not a good Shem. One mahalach in the Gemara is, why isn't it a good Shem? They also hold that Ksav al Gabi Ksav helps. Theoretically, you could help to be Mekadish the Shem. But it's Ein Zeh Hashem in Hamufcha because it says Zekeli Van Veyu, because it's not, he wrote it over again, so it's not nice, so it's Zekeli Van Veyu. So it's Apostle Hashem al Zekeli Van Veyu. So the Sam Sefer wants to say that even though the din of Zekeli and Mavei could be Zoni L'chatchila Dikedin, he's not L'fono B'mitzvahs, but Zekeli, when it comes to Ksivas Hashem, there's Ma'akev Afilu B'diyevet. By Zekeli, by the Shem Hashem, then the Anveyu is Ma'akev. That's what the Chassam Sofer says, Pshat and the Chacham. Perhaps that is what Rashi is saying over here also. Rashi is trying to figure out how did the Gemara know for a Dover Poshet that Hodor is Posel Yontav Sheni. Why is it Posel? You don't need Lochem, you don't need Lekichatame. There's so many things you don't need. This is not the Rabbon and the Kemitzvah. So Mehechi Teisi, you need Hodor. So Rashi says, Hoyul Umaskir Shem Shamayim Olov. So Rashi means, since you make a broch on it, the Mitzvah Hodure Be'inah. That means that just like there's a din zekeli in Ksivas Hashem, there's a din van veyu in Ksivas Hashem, but the Shem has to be noe. So it could be a haskora Shem Shemayim Olav also has to be an adobo noe. So memela, that's why the Gemara held for adobo poshet that if it's not hodo, you can't make a broch on it. And it seems a step further. And if you can't make a brocha on it, so it could be Chazal Pasol Shotzen Esrig. We're speaking about Adarabon and the Esrig. We're speaking about Yom Tov Sheni. The Tol Mitzvah is Adarabon. So it could be the Rabbonon Pasol Dan Esrig that's not Roi Leborech Olo. And Rashi is just telling us the Makayr that the reason is because that you cannot, you need a mitzvah dure lahasker shem shemayim olo. Hori garsine vikadami omarav zahodo drabchanine matbulbo v'nofak. Yeah. Zogte gemore weiter. Esri kotten. Now we heard in the Mishnah machloikis between Rab Meir and Rab Yehuda, what is the smallest shear of an esrik? Rab Meir holds an egois, and Rab Yehuda holds a kebeya. The Gemara said before, it's machloikis when the Gemara peri is, if the Gemara peri is an egois or a beya. Omar Rafram bar Pope, kemachloikis kan, kach machloikis bar vonon, Mikurzolis. The same machloikas Rameh Rabbi Yehuda that we have over here, Ke'egis, the Kebeye, is we have the same machloikas by Avonim Mikurzolis. This time you learned in Abaraisa, Bishabes, Gimel Avonim Mikurzolis, a person, Mutta Lahachnis Lebei Sakise. One is permitted to bring into a Bei Sakise, Gimel Avonim Mikurzolis. Vekamo Shiuron, so we have the same machloikis by Avonim Mikurzolis that Rameh holds the shir egois and Rabbi Yehuda holds the shir beya. Let us see what Rashi says. Kederech shechilkim kan, kishiyuron kan, kach shiyuron kan. Muta lahachnis lebeis hakise. Now Rashi had a problem. Now, how are you allowed to bring in stones into a Beis HaKiseh? You're carrying. There's two problems. There's one problem of Muktzeh, we'll see soon. And then there's another problem of carrying. So Rashi says, out the carrying problem, there's no problem. Number one, it's speaking about Vesech Daladamis. I'm not metaltal these stones Daladamis. It's Teich Daladamis. So Teich Daladamis, a person is permitted Chathilafun or Shusarabim to be metaltal. A kaponim once poches midaladamis. There's no, it's not a chotzi shir, it's a chotzi meloche. Number one. So that's no problem. And number two, Rashi says, ubeisakise besode, ve'ene mukif mechitzis. This beisakise is on the open field, and there's no mechitzis surrounding it. So I'm not taking from a ka, so there's a kamlus, I'm not taking from a kamlus to a reshusa yochid. This is speaking about a Beis HaKiseh Besode that does not look of mechitzes. So it's weiter. So I'm carrying these stones, poches midaladamis, to the mokim of the Beis HaKiseh. So I'm not doing any meloche whatsoever. Ve'ein kan elo tiltol derabona. So there's only tiltol derabona. Shem kovet habriyes loy gozo. The rehitis loshen of Rashi would seem. It means even though a kamlis is also a darabonon, so what is, so Rashi would seem, a kamlis is already, this is a me'ein amalocha de reise. That means, it's a very interesting lotion of the Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvot. The Ramban says that, the Torah said that tzemer pishtim is osa. And the Rabbonon said that tzemer gmalim also goes the din semer. That means this the rabbonon that keilu the rabbonon are being moisif. They're elaborating the isurei deraisa. The isur deraisa of shatnas is semer pishtim, and the deraisa the ketemer is semer chaylim. And the rabbonon is saying semer gemalim is also called semer. But the rabbonon is an elaboration, an extension of the isur deraisa. So the same thing, a kalmelis is an extension of the Yisr Deraisa of Rosh Hashanah. So could be that of Kovet Abriyas, there wouldn't be matter. No, but Mukt is a pure Darabono. This is the whole tilt of Mukt originates from a Darabono. So then Mishim Kovet Abriyas Legos. Be Makur Zolois. Now what is this? Aruyim Lekinuach. Mikurzolois pikudish belaz, which means they're sharp. They're sharp stones. Ke'egois kasova bahochi chazi lekinuach. Avo gedoyla loy chazi. So Rashi explains that a mayor that says ke'egois, he holds dafkan egois, because that's chazi lekinuach. Aval aval gdoile loy khazi. A kebeye is loy khazi likinuach. So here I saw Oran Rashi, then later I found Ochaner is moira de sore. Rashi said before, the member of Rafram Bar Pope, Kemachloikis Kan, Kach Machloikis Bavonim Mikuzoli, so Rashi said, Kishiuron Kan, Kach Shiuron Kan. That means the same shear that is here is over there. Now, the shear over here, Rav Meir says Ke'egois. What does Ke'egois mean over here? See, Ke'egois means from an egois and further. That's what Ke'egois means. Kebeya means from a beya and further. That's the machloikis. Over there, Rashi says that Rameh says ke'egois means only an egois. Only an egois. The yoda kebeya is too large. So it comes out, and Rabbi Yehuda says kebeya, he says the kebeya is also good. So l'chayre, it's not the shiur on kan, it's not the same shiur, it's a different shiur. Egois over here, by an armishna means from an egeis and further is good, and there it means only an egeis is good, so it's not the same shia. Yeah, let us see Taisvis. Mikulzolais perish bekonteres, pikudish belaz. That means they are sharp stuff. Chadudais, betaivis lekaneach. Bulei mash mekeim perkeilo oivrim, kabi yesh chayrish telam echod. There the Gemara says that a person can be teirish achel telem echad. I think he's oiva shmein alavim, the porich, and one of the lavim is that he's cheirish beyomtet. So the Gemara asks, vi amrin en hoyol, if you'll say, that is a cheshben of hoyol, that if you take in what could have been possible, and that is matar amaloche, meleches yomtet, so achrisha loy lechai, we shouldn't be mechai van chrisha, hoyul vechozi lechasis boy dam tzipom. That means if b'shas chrisha there would have been a dam tzipo there to be mechase, so somehow he would have been permitted to be chayrish. So memele, so he shouldn't be over on chrisha. Mishani ba'avonim mikuzolis. So the Gemara says, speaking about avonim mikuzolis, so the Ivra of the Gemara is that it's speaking about these Chayrish Avonim, and these Avonim, you could be Chayrish them, you could be Zereya in them, but you can't use them for Kisui. They are too thick to make Kisui with. Umashach lahaskir shom Avonim Chadudis, how does Chadudis come in? Aforish Rabbeinu Tam, the Mikuzolis Hainu Rakais. It means, Mukuzos means it's soft stones. The Chosu Lacharisha Lazriya. So here, and that's shot over here also. So the Fokinuos, they also were Mahada to use soft stones. Soft stones. The Chain Yosad Apayit, Ashishas Shuluchatu Beketev Tola Ashishas Lahonit, the Tichuach Kirzula. So, found in Kapas Tamorim, he says he doesn't know exactly what the Python means, but the Rai is the last two words, B'tichuach kirzula, that seems kirzula is a shaykh with tichuach, of a tichuach, which means a softish type of earth, or a softish type, stone that is soft. B'shabe sholish avonim mikuzoles muta lahachnis lebeis hakise. So they said in Shabbos, one is permitted to bring into the Beis HaKise three avonim mikuzolis. B'seich das afes Rashi teitis min da Rashi, b'seich dalad ames, u Beis HaKise basode, v'einei mukef mechitzes, v'ein kan ele tiltul da rabonon, b'shim kovet abriyes loy gosa, kach perish bekontres. That's Rashi's pshat. Umid de koma lahachnis, so teisvis, asks two ha'ores on Rashi. Number one, since it says lahachnis, to bring in, mashme de'ike mechitzos, that you're bringing in. If everything is al pnei asodes, so where's their hachnosa? It's you're taking, going from one point to another point. There's no hachnosa. Mashme de'ike mechitzos, v'loshen beis hakisei, Mashme bias, it means a bias, a structure. Behein mashme, the Kabbalah's mom wants to answer that, the bias could be a beso. A beso does not mean that there's mukif mechitzis. It's a mukim that's miyuchid. You could grow. You can grow a certain amount of tour there. A beis hakis is a mukim that's miyuchid l'siyas trochot. And he's entering this mukim. So past achnose, past bias. Okay, mashber kama the tomid, the Omar Rav Safra Abi Yosef bebeis hakis. Now, there's been a riot that used to have mechitzes in their bote kisois. There it says Rav Safra Abi Yosef bebeis hakis, also Rav Abbe. No chalei. So Rav Abbe wanted to come in, so he made a sound to tell him that he's in the bebeis hakis. Now, if they're mechitzes, so it's very good, so he has to inform him that someone's inside. If everything is in the open, so this whole thing is not necessary. The pair coin godo, shin noshim, mesaprois, bebeisakise, mishum yichud, mashm de mokim tsunuyo, mukiv mechitzes, ben roim hoim dim bachutz, you can't see them in bachutz. So memela, so Tosfos, that is true, there was zichaboti kisois that had mechitzes also. But Tosfos seems that's a gili that all over the beisakise had mechitzes. So now we have a problem. So if they have mechitzes, so now there's a problem of achnosetaket. V'af agav de machnes mikamalas l'shus ha-yochid. It's permissible. V'akel, v'af kovad abriyas, they were matter achnosos. V'teida de iser tiltul mukce chomo me iser karmalas. So Tosfos says, it's that gefährlich. Is a punkt verkehrt an rasch. Is a tiltel mukze chomo me is a karmelis. Shloi hi tiru tiltel bemeis, elai de kikere tinnik, de mucher perik be memed liken. One wants to be metaltel a meis, als de mukze dike scheile, chazal only matter of this a kikere tinnik. The lom this is, then we consider ki ilu the meis is a bosses for the kicker. I want to carry the kicker al yedei hameis. So memele, so just like Moshe Zechan Lochas Mavaya, just like the halacha is, if a person is moitzi achai al bekise, so the din is an achai and not chayev, because chay nois yisatzmoi. And the kise you also not chai, because the kise is bottled to the chai, so it's considered I'm carrying the chai al yedei akise. There's no chiyuv nifrod on the itzos akise. So that is what Chazal said in Hilchis Tiltul Mukta. He also said the same thing. They said that we're done ki ilu, I'm carrying the kika al yedei hameis. The meis is like a tray to carry the kika. So it's called, I'm being metalto, a dovosh, but ikatiltos a dovosh ain't in mukze. Al yedei, the mace, some amela, so that lessens the issa. Al koponim, so we see by tilto mukze, they were only matter if you were aideki kavatinik. Bisa kamlas ashkech in the shori bimace, bishili amatsniya. And by a mace, to take out to a kamlas, there we see there were matter, but he shifved the sholu Rav Nachman lafuke lekamlas b'shim kovad abrius. So we see punkfakert that the tiltul mukze is more chomel than a tzor nachnose. The tiltul mukze the only matter with a kikir v'tinik, and here there were matter behedye. Bekabi beisa kise de tiro tiltel avonu mishem kovet abrius koshkin de tiro abamas bekalmelis oila hachnis mikalmelis l'shusayochid l'shusayochid l'kalmelis so memele so this so taisis is chaylik so lemaise everything is mutter not only is tiltel mukze mutter but the hachnos is also mutter umiyule didon taisis says that what we see, that until Talmud is mutter, that is davke bismaneya. They were unable to be meichin mibay yoyim avonim. So they were matal to take avonim muktzis, mishim kovad abriyas. Mi uledi don di yeshlonu beis akise kavua bebinyin, we have a beis akise also. So for us it is also to be matal to muktzil atzerich kinuach, we have a need to be meichin it mibay yoyim. Kedemuchach beshili hamaitzi yayim, the shori rav chizda la loisei achrov legag. Now, we'll say the Gemara the way Taisis loim shat, the Gemara, then Taisis brings down Rashi's shat. Taisis loim shat, that rav chizda was matter to take up avonim, it was a beisakisi on the gag, and there were matter, the shori rav chizda, that a person is permitted to take up muktzedike avonim to the gag. Umak shele ravines, ravine asks, why is this mutter? Mahoda asrine lael mine little kisum mishalafono, lachseis boi shinov. Now, here it says as follows. A person needs a toothpick of kovad abriyas. The kovad abriyas, he has meat between his teeth. It's very, doesn't look too appetizing. He needs a toothpick. So it says as follows, that he's walking, and he sees on the ground, he sees some splinters, which would be very good to use as toothpicks. Now the problem is, he was never making them. So they're mukze. So Rabina Estakashe, why was Rav Chisda Mata to bring up Avonim Muktzeis, Vetzeirech Kovid Abriyas, Mishim Kinuach? We learn that one is not permitted to take stamazoi a splinter mishalafon of lasis baishino mishani osam odom kiveya mokim lesude ochin odom kiveya mokim lebeisakishi. So my answer is as follows. Rabbi Yid, when it comes to toothpicks, you knew what you're going to eat. So why didn't you prepare before Shabbos and the mokim lesude to take along a few toothpicks and put it there? You could have been making, it's not necessary als kovad abriyas to be mata muktze. You could have been making toothpicks out of Shabbos. You didn't do it, it's far foul. Mashenkin over here, in Odom Kvei Amokim LeBeis HaKisi, he doesn't know exactly where the Beis HaKisi will be, where he'll have to be Oisitz Rochel. So Mamela, so there's no time on him be making. Mashme, Abo Daheche de Kovah, but if you have a Mokim Kabu also, so Mamela, that's Taisus. Taisus says, we have a Mokim Kavua. So Mamela, so by us, Avonim, you have to be making Avon. Ava Pishapereshom Bekuntres, Rashman is a different Pshat, that the Shaila is not a Muktzadik Shaila. The Horda Boile Meiser Begag, Mishum, that what he wanted to ask, he should bring up stones to the Gag, Mishum Tirche Yeseira Balo Legag. If he wanted to ask the shayla before Zal Tirche, we're not talking about Muktze, Dimkein, Kim Akshele, Rabina, Mahod, Asrin, Kisem, Mishalafon, of Lachzis, Boishina, of Tikshele, Kuli, Shmaiz, Adosan, the Shoyle, Tal, Pavonim, Mikul, Zolis. So Rabina is coming now with a new shayla, Alt, Muktze, the Mahod, and Klein, Alt, Muktze. So what's this shayla, Muktze? We find that they were matter, in Muktze, Lutzer, Kinua. So Taisi says, now you have to say, Pshan the Gemara the way I said, Elafisha Yochel Aloysim Lagag Me Erev Shabbos. He could have brought them up to the roof Erev Shabbos. Avagoy Lemesa, given the Efshel Asminom, he could prepare them. Masig Deshorim Mishum Dein Odom Keveya Mokrein. Gemara said no, because for Beit Sakisei, a person is not Keveya Mokrein. Odom Arabiani Hosim Yeshle Mokim Kabula Beit Sakisei Meloi Hayat. So Vaistois, I feel there's a mokim kavua, there's a head to take maloi hayad of avonim muktzeis. Hosam besodei sairi. Let's speak about besodeis, the mokim rochiku. Here's a mokim kavua in the soda. Ketoirech lahazmin me erev Shabbos. Avoladi don, diyesh lon mokim kavua bebayis osa. Eloim kein hizmin. That's what Taisus wants to say. Veshemok, even the nefishi b'nei habayis. We have a basic kisei near, but since there are many people who are using the facilities, so it could be, it's not shaykh to be meichen, So my mele could be its mother. Zog the Gemara weiter, ubi godel, kidei she yoicheis, we hear a machloikis again, Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, she yoicheis shnayim biyodai, divi Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Tanya Omar Rabbi Yosi, Maise Berabi Akiva, Shabola Beisa Knesset, Esroigoi Al Kseifoi, and the Esrig was on his shoulders. The tremendous Esrig. Smells what is Pshat of Akasha on Rabbi Yehuda. Omra Rabbi Yehuda, Misham Raya, Fem Omruloi Ein Zahoda. What is Hirashi? Hirashi says, Al Kseifoi Meiroiv Gudloi. Ein ze hoda, v'af agav dokim ne de taim od Rab Yehuda lav mishim hoda hu, ochi kom alei, afilu lidi doch lechayshis la'an pulei. We did a different cheshbon. He held you have to have a small esrig because they might switch the hands, and you have to switch the esrig which was put into your right hand to the left, and the lulut from the left to the right, so therefore you have to have a small esrig. So therefore, you have to have an esrig that can hold two of them in one hand. So he says, good, you don't hold of the 12 and pulling. Umais is rai mid Rabbi Akiva, ein rai dafem omru loi ein za hoda. They said it's not hoda. Now there's two problems on this gemara. The Kapas Tamorim asks Akasha, we asked Akasha and Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said you have to have a small esrig, an esrig that two will fit in one hand. So here's the kasha, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva came in with a tremendous esrig. So he says, what's the kasha? Rabbi Yehuda is the Rabbi Akiva. There's a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rameir. So Rabbi Akiva holds like Rameir. I mean, Rabbi Yehuda is also a Tana. What's the kasha? He says, the kasha was, Rabbi Akiva was from a previous doyer. Rabbi Akiva, he says, was a Rebbe of Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda would not be chaylik on someone from a previous doyer. That was the kasha. So what did Rabbi Yehuda answer? So Rabbi Yehuda answered, he says, no, Rabbi Akiva held that it's mutter. We know the Chachamim had a tain in it. What did the Chachamim say? The Chachamim said that it's a felt in Hodo. So you also have a problem. Rabbi Yehuda holds Esrig doesn't need Hodo. That's the sugya before. So Chmein says, still have a kasha. Chmein, this mice is somehow a stira to Rabbi Yehuda. From Rabbi Akiva, you see, his cheshbon, Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold up. And that what Rabbi Yehuda personally holds, you don't need Hoda, we see from the Chachamim Nitzazai. So we have here Akash, Vimet Reitzach at Mdach Akash. That's the Akash the Kapis Tamorim asks. There's a very interesting Hagoyish Yaivitz. The Yaivitz wants the time that Rabbi Kiva took it Al-Kseifoy. So he says, Al-Kseifoy, he says, so that's not called a lekicha. If it's on the shoulders, it's not called a lekicha. He tainis says that Mustavi came with a bare shoulder, so Mustavi was wearing a beged over the shoulders. So he tainis it's a chatzitza. That's what the Yaivitz tainis. So the Yaivitz tainis that Ma'ase b'Rabbi Akiva shebo lebeis haknesses betzroigi al kseife. When he walked into the beis haknesses, he was going on the way, he had to carry his lulav also on his stomach. So this was Kshabola Beisak Netzes, this was Al Kseifoy, so he was holding it on his shoulders, but when he took it, the Ivet Tainis, Izicha took it in with both hands, that's not called on the Tilim. I saw the Amit took his Chaylik on the Ivet, he brings the Rai from the Ran, that the Ran learned Pshat and Rabbi Kiva, Taka that, Ram Rav Shad and Rabbi Kiva that Itaka, this was speaking about Bishas Natila. And he kind is that, as long as he's supporting it with his hands, even though it's resting on the shoulders also, there's no thing that the hands have to encompass the whole esrig. As long as they're holding it, if the Taka, no Taka, I mean, perhaps that goes into the Lekicha, which we mentioned a few times, what Lekicha is. Lekicha is grasping, Lekicha is lifting. It has to the Shaila, Lekicha supporting. You have to know what the Taich of Lekicha is.